know if there's anybody here who doesn't know me, but for anybody who doesn't know me, my name is Ruth Dean, and I'm just from here. And yeah, well, not right here, but and I was saved when I was 3 years old, so that's pretty young. And I think what my testimony, of course, all testimonies are great, but I think like what my testimony has to offer you is just an illustration of God's faithfulness to me. Like, I wasn't saved from anything terrible because I was only 3 years old, but it's just been so great, like, even from that young age, to have God with me throughout my whole life. And I'll just direct you to my favourite verse, and you don't have to look it up because it's not that long, but it's Isaiah 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I think that pretty much just sums up my testimony, just, you know, throughout my life, just everything I've been through, like, nothing really terrible's ever happened to me, but anything I've been through, you know, God's been right there. And, just, like, I'll just start from the beginning. You know, I was born and, I'm not from around here, even though I'm from here now. I was born in Tyrone, and then when I was 2, we moved down to County Monaghan, and we were there for 11 and a half years. And I just went to a primary school that was there, and it was just really good, because there was only 2 teachers, and they were both Christians, and there was 5 people in my class, and, you know, me and the other 2 girls, they both went to my church, which was Carrigarry Free Presbyterian Church, and, you know, the other 2 were from Christian backgrounds, so that was just really a blessing, and I just always had them with me, to just support me, and I never had any opposition, you know, to my faith, and, in church as well, like, I had those 2 girls as well as 2 other girls, and they were all the same age as me, and so it just was perfect, you know. I always had friends there to support me and just help me grow as a Christian. Then when it came time to come to secondary school, Mum and Dad, they didn't want me to go to the secondary school down south. Faith and James, they had already went to Kilskerry Christian School, which was near Enniskillen, and so Mum and Dad, they want me to go there as well, and I really didn't want to go. Like, I really, really didn't want to go because all my friends were going to the other schools, and, like, I wanted to be with them, and, you know, because I just love primary school. Like, I love just being with my friends and all that, and I just didn't want to be separated from them and go to Kilskerry, where, you know, it was the kind of place where people had been there from primary school, and they were all, like, knew each other, and I just didn't want to go, so I kind of had a chip on my shoulder about that for the first little while. But, you know, it all worked out, because I made some really good friends there as well. And then I was only there for 2 years, and after that we moved up to Crossgar. And I really, like, I think as well, even Kilskerry, it provided a little bit of a break for me as well, because I think it would have been even harder again to come up here, because then I would have been, if I had been going to secondary school with my primary school friends, because it was hard enough as it was. Like, I didn't want to come here, I didn't want to leave my friends. And, you know, it was kind of hard at the start, because even when I was in Crossgar, like, everybody was so welcoming and everything, and it was just great. But at the same time, in my old church, I had, like, all these girls who were the same age as me, and just this group that I'd grown up with. And then, when it was in Crossgar, I kind of felt like I was in this big age gap, you know. There's people so much younger than me, and people so much older than me, and I kind of felt like the little sister for the first while. But like, obviously, after time, that wasn't really a big deal. And just everybody in Crossgar was just great. Like, I welcomed me and included me, and not, you know, not treated me as if I was, like, the little sister or whatever. And then for school, I went to Down High. And, you know, like, a lot of people thought, like, my mum and all, you know, they were worried, because they were thinking, I went from primary school where there was, like, 30 people, and Kilskerry where there was about, you know, 50 people, and then I was going to Down High, which was, like, over 1,000, and things like that, and just worried how would I adjust. But it was actually, like, completely fine, and just God really took care of me then, and it wasn't a big deal. Like, I made friends, like, good Christian friends, and I just really enjoyed it, and it wasn't, you know, traumatizing or anything. And like, I guess I was pretty quiet and all in school in Down High. Well, I was. No, I honestly was. And, but, you know, I probably should have, like, been more, you know, telling people about God and all, and I didn't do that, but, like, God really did just keep me in a bubble, as it were, you know, because I had my Christian friends, and I was able to just, you know, hang out with them and stuff, and then, after that, I went on to university, and, I really didn't know what to study, and I kind of always had in the back of my mind, law. Like, when I was younger, I was always kind of like, oh, like, I always really wanted to be a figure skater. And I was like, oh, I really want to be a figure skater. And I was like, oh, okay, well, if that doesn't work out, you know, maybe law. And then I was like, oh, I really want to be a singer. And then I was like, but maybe if that doesn't work out, law. And, you know, it was always kind of in the back of my mind and, you know, actress and supermodel and all these things that I wanted to be, you know. And then it was always like, well, maybe law. And so then when it came to the end, you know, there was never a time where I was just like, I really, really want to be a lawyer, but it was just like, hey, well, all those other things don't work out, so law. You know. And so I remember going to the careers advisor, and I sort of said to her, you know, I kind of thought about law, but, you know, I'd be open to other possibilities, like, can you give me any ideas? And she was like, kind of, I don't know, she didn't say no, but she may as well, so I was just like, okay, I'll just go for law. And so, yeah, I went and did it, and I liked it and stuff, but I never thought, oh, I want to be a solicitor, I want to be a barrister. I just thought, oh, I'll do it, and it'll leave me open to the other things. And then, so I just went ahead with that, and it was good in a way, because the friends that I had there, they were, well, some of them were Christians, but kind of not real. Anyway. And then the other ones just, like, weren't Christians at all. And they would all just go out and party and stuff like that. And, you know, they were great because they would always include me. I would always have somebody to sit with, always have somebody to study with. But at the same time, when they would ask me, oh, are you coming out with this and things? And I'd be like, oh, no, you know. And so it was good because I was able to be a witness to them. But at the same time, it was bad because I could never be friends with them the way they were friends with each other, because they had this whole other world that I wasn't involved in. And, you know, all these, like, things that happened, or, you know, remember this that happened. And I wasn't involved in that because I didn't go out with them. But it was fine. And also, I think it was during the first year of university. I'm not sure if it was, but But anyway, Glenn asked me to be a Sunday school teacher in Cross Garfield Presbyterian Church, and that's just been really great, because I feel like every week, you know, when you're preparing your stuff, like, sometimes it's, you know, you have to last minute, and sometimes it's kind of hard, and it's like a burden or whatever, but for the most part, like, you're learning this stuff that's so simple, and if you looked at it, you'd think, oh, like, that story, I know it, and, you know, you would kind of look over it, but when you really have to study it, and you have to say it to the children and explain it to them, you really, like, learn about it and think about it on, you know, much more deeply, and you don't just bypass it. And I just really think that I've just benefited so much. And I mean, I hope that they have benefited from me, but I've definitely benefited from being a Sunday school teacher and just thinking about all those things. And it's just been really good that way. but yeah, then in second year of university, I decided to apply for this program called BEI, and it's a year abroad program in America. And Grace, my friend from university, she was doing it, and she was like, oh, you should do it as well. And so I did it, and I applied, and you know, just kept getting through the interviews and just kept calling back, and I got it. And, you know, for any of you, well, probably actually the only people who knew me when I was really, really young is Faith and James. But when I was younger, like, I just loved America. Like, I was just obsessed with America. And when I was playing dolls, like, I was like, oh, they're from America. And we would talk in American accents and everything. And I think it was maybe too much television, really. But I did, like, I always wanted to go to America. And I remember, you know, when I got it, I was talking to my friend, my housemate Janice, and I was saying to her, but I was just like, I always wanted to go to America, like, I always, you know. And I remember thinking when I was younger, like, because my dad is a minister, for anybody who doesn't know, and thinking, like, oh, imagine if my dad got called to America, like, that'd be so good. And, like, just, like, praying, like, and just imagine how good it was. And then as time went on, I was like, oh, it's not gonna happen and stuff, but I would love to visit, because I'd never visited. And, you know, hoping, but then I did, I got the opportunity to to live there. And like, I was talking about that with my friend Danis, and she said something similar had happened to her friend with Australia, and for she wanted to go to Australia, and she said to me like something, and I just thought it was really good. She said, you know, it just shows you like those little like desires you have, those things that you want to do, you know, God just doesn't just put them there for no reason, you know, he maybe is going to do something with that, and you know, he's going to be able like let you do something with that. So anyway, yeah, I got through all that there, and then it was time you had to pick like what college to go through, and I looked through all the colleges, and there was even evangelical colleges, and I seen a college in Bellhaven, and it just seemed so perfect, and their slogan was like, our standard is Christ, and I was just like, oh, it just sounds so good, it just sounds like such a perfect place, and it was a dry campus, like you were allowed to drink and all these things, and you know, it was evangelical, and I remember telling my friend Grace about this, and she was like, you're definitely gonna get it, like nobody else is gonna wanna go to that college. And then, like, but when I went to the matching interview, then there was a girl there, and you know, and I was talking to her, I was like, oh, so what college do you wanna go for? And she's like, Bellhaven, and she's like, what college? And I was like, oh, Bellhaven, oh, awkward, like that, but I got it. So anyway, yeah, so I got it, and then the next thing, like, I met up with the girl who was there last year, the year before last now, she was at it, and she was talking to me about it, and she just made it sound so great. She was just like, oh, it's such a, you know, great place, such a special place, it's the kind of place, like, you'd see somebody just, like, reading their Bible under the tree, like, it was just, that's the kind of place it is, and she was a Christian too, so... but she was talking to me about that and just kind of giving me advice and stuff. And, so anyway, just like, I had requested this hall, which is called Helen White, and there's Helen White and there's Caldwell and there's Gillespie, and I really wanted to be in this place called Helen White because it kind of looked like the White House. Like, if you go onto the website, you'll see it looked like it. But anyway, she seemed to kind of discourage me from doing that, but she was like, oh, well, you know, Caldwell's really nice, and kind of just, you know, pushing me that way. But in the end, I was just like, oh, I'll just put down Helen White. What difference does it make? And then afterwards, she was just like, oh, kind of the reason. She's like, I really debated about telling you this. She's like, but the reason I was, you know, kind of directing you away from Helen White is because she had her neighbor last year, that she had, like, not been a very good roommate, and apparently, like, this year, she was going to live in Helen White, and she had requested to have an international roommate, and apparently not very many people request to have international roommates, so she was like, so you'll probably get her, like that, and then I got my letter through anyway the next day, or a few days later, and it was her, and I got her, and I was just like, no, I've got her, like, it's going to be terrible, and I was like, should I change, and I didn't know what to do, and I prayed, and I was just like, God, like, show me what to do, and I just didn't know what to do at all, and then, you know, I was just thinking about it, like, really late one night, and suddenly it just came to me, and, like, I think it was just, like, God telling me this, it was just like, change, you know, ask, like, email and ask if you can change the Caldwell, and so I did anyway, and the girl said it was okay. But then I got a letter from that girl, and she was all like, oh, you know, you can come, and I'm really excited us being roommates, and you can come home. She was from Alabama, Andalusia, Alabama, that's where she was from, and she was like, oh, you can come home with me, and you can meet my sister, she's going to be there, and so I felt really bad about saying, oh, I'm changing, but anyway, I did, and I was like, oh, that's terrible anyway. And, but anyway, I got a letter through for Caldwell for my new roommate, and it was her sister. And I was like, what? And it was just like, and it was her sister, and so I was just like, oh, what is going on? Like, cause I couldn't change, I had her sister, and I was just like, I'm just destined to be with these people. And anyway, so I sent her an email because I told her I would let her know either way, like, what had happened. So I was like, oh, hey, you know, I got your sister, like, ha ha, not really. And anyway, I sent that afterwards. And then I noticed in my junk email box there was some, like, email. And so I went to my junk email, and there was an email from a girl called Grace Wheeler, and the title of the email was, hey, I'm your new roommate. And Grace Wheeler is not the name of this girl. So I was like, what, I've got two roommates now? So I sent her back an email, and I read the email, and it just sounded really nice, and even just, like, the end of the email, she ended it, like, in him, you know, Grace Wheeler, like that, and I was just like, oh, she just sounds so nice, and so anyway, it had turned out that the two sisters had decided to be roommates, and so I was with Grace, and I just really think that God had his hand upon that, because, like, my year would have been completely different without Grace, and she's definitely, like, one of my best friends, and her family, they just took me in and just like treat me like one of their family, and you know, just even like having me over like every weekend and just having me there for Thanksgiving. And you know, her mom would just like, she'd be out buying things for her daughters and she would buy me stuff. And you know, she would just, they just really just treated me as their own family. And you know, when he was, when her dad like was talking to Grace on the phone, he'd be like, oh, and how's Ruth, and how's Ruth doing, and they would just like, you know, talk to me for ages. And just like, it wasn't as if I was like, oh, you know, Grace's friend. It was just like, I was like all of their friend. They just really took, like, God just took care of me so much in that, and providing them. And even in Belhaven as well, was just so great, so different from Queens. Like, I just had so much, you know, everybody there in Mississippi is quite a bit like Northern Ireland in that there's so many churches, and in a way, especially in the environment I was in, it's almost like the fashion to be a Christian, and everybody goes to church. And in the church, like, or in the school, like, had RUF on Tuesday, which is Reformed University Fellowship, and Thursdays there was SMF, which is Student Missions Fellowship, and there was like a girls' Bible study, and the chapel they had every week, it was called chapel, but it was just like a, it was part of the thing, it was just like a Bible, like, kind of thing. And the church that I had there, like, it was a really good church, and it was just so good, and just so many Christian friends I had there, and it just, I just got to go to so many great places, meet so many great people. And yeah, it was definitely like one of the best years of my life, I'm pretty sure. And you know, and just like leaving that was so hard. And you know, God so took care of me while I was there and everything that I did. And you know, when it came to leaving time, like it was just so sad. But like, there's a girl I knew there, Stephanie, and she was really great. She was like half Cuban, half Puerto Rican, and she's just really cool. Like, she just, you know, tell you what's what, and just like, you know, she was just like that anyway. But she was a little bit older anyway, and so I left. When I left Mississippi, it was a little bit after it was after school time because I went traveling and things. But I was at the Wheeler's house, and anyway, Stephanie, she had to get up early to go to work, so I got up early to say goodbye to her, when everybody else was asleep, and it was just really sad. And like, I was like a mess, and she was a mess. It was like, oh, you know, I'm really squats and all this here. And so I, you know, I was just saying, I was just like, oh, it's just like, it wasn't enough time. Like, it just like wasn't enough time. That's what I said to her. And what she said back to me, like, I'll never forget what she said. And she said, she's like, no, Ruth, no, it wasn't. It was exactly what it was meant to be. So, you know, and she was so right, because it was like, it was just exactly what it was meant to be. And, you know, even though it was just so great, and you know, I could have stayed there longer, but I wasn't meant to be there longer. And, you know, God has such, just has a plan and everything. And I remember one time somebody described it like a, like one of those crosswork things, and stitch things, and you know, you look at the back and it's all just like a big mess, but when you turn around, like, it's just so beautiful. And it's like our lives, you know, we don't understand sometimes why things are happening or why things are changing, but God does. And it's just like that verse that I was speaking about, you know, and just like, God has like a plan in your life and whatever you're doing. And you know, now that I'm back in at home, you know, I'm not really sure what I want to do after university, but I know that God has a plan and all that, and He knows what I'm gonna do. And just like, God has been so faithful to me throughout all of my life, and even when things are happening that I don't understand, like even going to school, I was like, I don't understand, like, I want to go to school with my friends. You know, God knew why that would happen, and He knew like, He knew why, and He knew that that was all part of the plan. And just like now, you know, leaving Mississippi, and even now when I don't know what I want to do, you know, I can have hope because I know that God is, just, God has a plan. And I just think about, you know, some people in the Bible, like Abraham, and it was, he had the knife like above Isaac's head before God told him to stop, and he sealed the ram. And like, Abraham and the children of Israel, like, they were right up against the Red Sea with the Pharaoh and all his men, like, right behind him before God parted the Red Sea. And, like, Joseph, you know, he was a prisoner and, you know, never thought he was going to get out. And then, you know, the next day he was Prime Minister of Egypt. And God can change things so quickly, and just he has it just all, like, so perfectly laid out. And, like, this is the third time I've ever given my testimony. And every time I give it, you know, I have some kind of different emphasis, like, some different, like, way I'm, and, you know, focusing on. And so, like, this time, you know, I just felt like I'm focusing on, you know, waiting on God and just, like, because that's the biggest issue in my life right now. And so I just hope that, you know, maybe you're waiting on God now, like, for something, like, you're waiting on him to give you guidance about something, or for something to happen, or for something to change. Well, I just want to encourage you and remind you, and encourage and remind myself, because I need to be reminded this every single day, that it's no vain thing to wait upon the Lord. And he just has everything, you know, so perfectly laid out. And just be encouraged. And if you're not saved, just throughout my whole entire life, you know, I've just always had God there. Like, whatever trouble I have, like, I can always go to him. And if you're not saved, like, you should get saved, because it's just such a great thing to have. You know, I just remember, like, this really dumb story, but to finish on, but I'll just finish on it anyway. You know, like, when I was really young, I had one of those Barbies that, it's a ballerina Barbie, and it has, like, a little crown on the top, and you do this here, like, and it does a pirouette, and I lost the crown. And so she couldn't do the pirouette, and it was so annoying, and I lost it. And I remember, you know, praying to God that I would find the crown, and I did find the crown, you know, and it was just, like, something really stupid like that. Like, it was so stupid, but I could turn to God about it. And, you know, like, I wasn't saved from anything terrible, but just, like, you know, just God has been so faithful to me, and it's just been so great just to always have him, just to ask him about anything. And, you know, if you're not saved, like, you know, you can have that too, and you should definitely, you know, think about it. Like,